I think it's vibe time.
Oh, joy. Is it a little red light blinking?
Hello, Roscoe?
Si.
You put your music on, and then you can start vibing. Pop, pop. There it is. Okay.
Oh, it sounds good, too. I haven't heard that music in a while.
Bop, bop. Okay.
Booze mop.
How are you, Rosk?
Not too bad. And yourself?
I'm okay.
That's good.
I went to see the Liars after I saw you.
You did?
Yeah, I saw a couple of songs. I was kind of tired, but they were good.
I ended up going home. I turned on my stereo, and my new record started blasting out of there. I realized that I had given Spot a copy of the
with no record in it.
CD with no record in it, so I ended up going back there for another brew myself.
Hmm.
So.
Oh, to where? To Wally's?
To Wally's.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I was on the way home, and I ran into Billy and Miriam and Bill and Michelle, so we stopped in to see the Liars. They got this really good black guitar player.
Really?
He's really cool. He looks cool.
That's cool.
But, you know, I was having a hard time standing up at that point, as I guess you noticed. So
mm-hmm.
I went home pretty after about three songs. But they were sounding good.
I know. It would be nice if some of these rock clubs could incorporate some, like, cots into the thing, you know?
Or if they're going to have six bands on the bill, that is retarded.
Yeah, five or six bands, you got to at least have a nap, you know?
When they get to that CBGB's formula, it's time to just stop going to places.
Yeah,
I mean, two bands is more of a headache than you really want to bear anyway.
I think Brownies and
Woodstock.
Brownies and the Mercury Lounge have both taken a terrible turn for the worse.
By booking too many bands
yeah.
at the same time, yeah.
I mean, agree. It's too much equipment, you know, too many people on the guest list, the whole thing.
And you'll never, you know, find out when the band you want to hear is playing, and you got to listen to all this crap.
Right, you know.
For hours and hours. It's just utterly hateful to the audience. I think the person that books Brownies, whatever her name is, should really be taken out and have a shotgun put in her mouth and maybe pull the trigger. Maybe one barrel.
I thought it was some guy.
Oh, I don't know. Who is
two.
It?
There's the two. There's the girl, and then there's a new guy who I think is sort of following in her indie rock footsteps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the impression I got.
In her rundown Doc Martin.
I used to like the old CBGB's formula of two bands each playing two sets. I think that's a good way to do it. Like,
yeah,
have the bands play a half an hour.
Yeah.
Half an hour sets. That's like my attention span is at its max,
good.
A half an hour.
Well, that's, you know, as opposed to like the Ramones' first set clocking in at 17 minutes.
Hey, and what could you ask for more? That's what we didn't go to last night. We didn't go to Joey's birthday party.
Ah,
I just
well,
hate the divide. I just hate going
I wasn't
there.
Invited.
Well, I was actually invited, but...
Well, you're the...
I was invited by HDM.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. That probably wouldn't be the most fun party anyway. Let's see. You know, Bruce, I'm over.
Sir?
I'm on the corner of, 2nd Avenue and 7th Street because once again it's Saturday and once again I'm in search of Belgian beers and I found myself at Brewski's where they do have a complete selection.
Is Lars in there?
He's not in there.
No, he's got something he's got to do tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it. He's got something he's got to do tonight.
Well, I just figured we kind of plugged it shamelessly enough in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, so I had one Blanche beer, and then I'm going to go back and have a Creek beer. And I went out and got a copy of this...
Their syllabus?
Acoustic guitar magazine. No, I have the syllabus on a computer disc,
mm-hmm.
And I'm reading, like, my own article about acoustic-driven, country, punk-influenced, hyphenated rock.
Wow. Well, now, what is this pertaining to, precisely?
Well, it's this guy called me up a long time ago about, you know, bands like Uncle Tupelo and Blood Oranges and stuff, and all I wanted to do is get a couple plugs in there for Gibson, Montana, so I could possibly get another... You know, so I wouldn't have to spend over $1,000 on the next guitar that I get from them.
Yeah, man.
So,
well, listen, if anybody wants me to talk about Martin guitars, for the same reason, in the unlikely event.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to. I know how the hound's, you know, disdain for gear talk will just get right off that subject and back into maybe beer talk.
Yeah, beer talk, no gear talk.
But it's still the thing to hold out for in the Belgian beer department is that Vieille Cuvée stuff. I mean, it's just such an amazing head on.
Which one?
Vieille Cuvée. I can't spell it. I mean, it was just told to me. It was told to me phonetically, and by the time I had three or four of them, there was no way I was going to be able to read anyway.
They got them there. I think I may. You know, I'm kind of having like sort of sort of a fun weekend here, and I may actually stay and go through quite a few of the Belgian beers.
Hey, man, knock yourself out.
Actually, I ran into, you know, since going to Tower Books and stuff, I ran into quite a few Han listeners, you know. I could only hope that they were hurrying home to catch the Vibe Report. You know, on this beautiful day, but if there's any of them that, you know, have already enjoyed the show, like, completely, you know, they could come over and meet me.
There's a
have a toe with the SCO over at Brewski's.
There's a golden drink buying opportunity happening right now, live in person.
Right, over
SCO
at Brewski's. Oh, and also this evening when the Hound and I show up for your gig at Maxwell's.
I thank you both.
I'll be carrying my passport for the border crossing into New Jersey, and you know, I know there's no Belgian beers out there, but.
But there's lots of dumb bells.
What are we drinking tonight, Hound? Is it a diet? Is it Diet Amstel, or is it
whatever the horse is serving? I got to drive. I think it's beer for me.
Mm. Mm.
Unless you're driving, in which
I can
case
drive.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
who says I can't drink and drive?
I thank you both in advance because I realize it's kind of tough pole vaulting that river for anything, let alone this.
Well. What are you going to do, you know? Like, sometimes you just got to go.
We just keep saying, it's the last time we're going to have to do this.
Well, folks, these are the two guys that bought me a tuner and said, you either use this or we're never coming to see your band again. So,
no, that was a tuna.
Oh, okay. You either eat
this.
That was a tuna.
Hey, you know, we kept forgetting to plug. I should do this while we're on mic.
The Devil Dogs at the Continental Divide.
With the Guitar Wolf.
Guitar Wolf, man.
What About Me? Rachel Amato's movie is playing this Thursday at the Anthology Film Archives on 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street at 7 and 9 p.m. It's got... Everybody's in it who died.
Johnny Thunders. Some people that lived, like Richard Hell and Richard Edson.
Jerry Nolan, Rockets Red Glare, a whole bunch of good people in it. I saw it. It's a good movie.
Check it out.
Plug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Edited by Henry Jones.
I'm liking it.
The lovely and talented Henry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
The multi-talented?
Lovely and talented.
Well.
The bepooked Henry Jones.
I think. Bepooked?
Bepooka-shelled?
Yeah, he could have. Henry's real cool. These days, he kind of looks like one of those hippies from that Star Trek episode where, like, the hippies come on the Enterprise, you know? He's getting into, like, a really sort of outer space kind of cool thing.
Oh, God, it's the thing just walked by me, and it I had that whole STP flash.
What, Stop the Patchouli?
Yes.
Oh.
Man, it's choking. That stuff is choking.
You get that right. Hopefully it's flammable. Maybe
it's
you should
choking,
find out.
It's like post... It's more choking than Giorgio. And, you know, there are restaurants in Los Angeles that have the No Giorgio signs up front.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's tough on the gag reflex.
That's the guy, you know, what's his name, Johnny B. He would, after he put his makeup on, he would, you know, go for some Giorgio, you know.
Ooh.
We'd make him sit in the back of the van.
That's harsh. Should get him his own little sort of port-a-sand trailer like John Bonham had.
Believe me. You know?
You tried?
That's the difference between, you know, like being on Ryko Disc and, you know, Warner Brothers.
Being on Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Part of the Warner Elektra Asylum trilogy of megalopolises.
Mm-hmm. It's true. A wholly owned subsidiary.
The only American record company.
Who have we not offended yet?
We didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I mean, we didn't offend them.
No, we should offend somebody else.
Well, I don't know. Boy, this roadside vibe report thing is good. It's been a while since I did it. It's really good. But
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, there's a lot of that radio sight gag thing going on, but at least, you know, I'm given my location.
Or in our
case,
just radio gag thing going on.
Well, no, there's some sights, too.
Radio patchouli gag.
Well.
Maybe we can get it in stereo someday. We're all doing it.
Right.
It's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, not today, because Dr. Tom is in for Wago.
Maybe he's going to wear, though, in her honor.
The tactful hound. You know, you really are the tactful
I think they
hound.
Should have patchouli gasoline.
Patchouli gasoline?
For the patchouli, never mind.
Patchouli unleaded?
Yeah.
Patchouli lead additive, folks.
Patchouli light.
It burns.
All right, well, this is an 8-minute vibe report for you, those of
okay,
you that
Skull.
Have been clocking it in.
Keep your receipt.
So, you know, let's be nice to all your bartenders.
Elbows up.
Even the ones that aren't particularly nice to you, and we'll see you tonight.
Okay, Roscoe.
Right.
Don't get hurt in the meantime.
Don't worry.
Aloha.
I'm a professional. Bye-bye.
our man on the street,
Roscoe, the vibe moisture.